Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm one of the ministers here at the church. I'd like to start by thanking you for listening to this sermon online. Before we get started, I'd just like to say that we truly hope that this audio recording will encourage you in your walk with God. But we also hope that it would just be supplemental to your relationship with Jesus, and that it would in no way replace the church that you should be plugged into or the spiritual leaders God has put in your life to shepherd you. So please, enjoy the next 30 minutes or so of this message. I pray it will challenge and uplift you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. God bless.
Hello. My name's Austin. I went on this trip because my mom told me to.
Fair. Yep. I'm Barb, and Ariel asked me to. But I do love these kids.
I'm Tanae, and I went because, I guess, Jesus tells us to go on missions and share the gospel, and it's something that's important to me in my life. So,
yeah. You got one out of three. I'm just kidding. All valid reasons. And so, how was, well, Tanae, since you have the microphone, how was the trip different and or similar to your expectations?
I do have notes, so that's why I'm looking. It was different in that I got to connect with other Christians in a way that I wasn't expecting. I guess it was kind of like how the church is the body of Christ, and we only see the body of Christ here where we're living, and I didn't really realize how we're all over the world. And when I went to Brandon, it was kind of like family that I hadn't known before. And I didn't actually know that about Asher, one of the Brina's son, how, like,
it impacted him.
And I saw that, and I saw how much, like, the boys connected with him, and it was such, like, a familial experience. I didn't realize how important it was for them.
Thank you. And now we're going to hear from Isa.
So, the trip was pretty similar to what I expected it to be. For the most of the time, probably, like, not
that we're doing, but other than that, it was pretty much the same.
Okay, so one thing that surprised me a lot was while we were in the serving lines, there were some people there, like, getting food from, like, the shelter, but they had, like, $400 headphones around their neck. Like, it was crazy. I didn't expect them to have, like, that.
Yep. Different expectations in bargaining. Anything that
went
to you surprised you?
Actually, how much the volunteers appreciated our little bit of help. They were just so grateful, and there was a lot of connections going on between the workers that are there day in, day out, and this little group who popped in for a couple of days and out. So that was really nice.
And now we're going to hear from Alamine and Anissa about their surprises.
How many dogs have on this had? I think that all of the families we stayed with had a dog, and then we had some guests come over to the campfire, and they had a dog.
Double check. I kind of had two, but I wrote down only one. I'll explain both. First was the campfire. So we joined, we spent some time with the Vineyard Church youth group, and that was the, I guess, experience where I talked about it being really familial. And Rena's sister, twin sister actually, she's also a pastor at the Vineyard Church. And she had mentioned how by serving people who are homeless and just suffering in general, we get to share in their brokenness, I guess, and that's what makes humanity beautiful. And when we were praying over the city, we got to see a lot of that brokenness and pray over it, and just have faith for God to change that and also, like, share in it but not stay there, like, have faith that it's going to change, I guess. it wasn't the funnest thing that she had offered, I guess, because she had talked about how she was kind of the matriarch in her family, like the person who people went to for advice, or kind of like the caring figure, the mom of the family. And she kind of passed that down to me, which I did not want. But it's a blessing in ways, and I trust that God will help me to do that.
The favorite part from you for the trip was the campfire, because me, Issa, and Asher, the other guy, were just cracking jokes, laughing at people, like, it was fun. It's a vibe. We're having fun.
And now we're
going to
hear Issa's favorite part.
My favorite part was playing basketball with a new family game at the food shelter. I think that
I think it was when we were on the prayer walk and she was telling about how things are developing and how relationships with different agencies are developed, and it just gave me a real sense of hope. Because it's so easy listening to the news and, you know, seeing people lose their faith or walk away, and it just was an overwhelming sense of hope that God is at work.
Shared what they felt God calling them to and like what they wanted to do in the future, and we were able to talk about prayer and talk about just being together, and it was a beautiful moment. What, and this question is for all of you, what did God show you on this trip, or what did God teach you on this trip?
On this trip, I think God just told me not to judge or like see things from other people's perspectives, not just from where I am or from where I'm from. Just see the entire person, not just their outside clothing.
I think God told me I'm at work. that this is so much bigger than me, that He is moving and making things happen, and almost like in spite of what we try to do, we fumble along, and yet He's so gracious to let us be a part of this amazing plan. So it was really encouraging for me to see that.
One thing, again, with like the body of Christ is like operating as a team and not just as an individual, and I get to do what I want to do and that's it. But because we're working together, we have to be considerate of each other, and also different personalities, and learning to love people the way they want to be loved, not the way I want to love them.